Foreign ministers and policy experts are gathering this weekend for an annual conference in Munich. This year, they will not be hearing from Iranian officials. Instead, Iranian exiles will be there, urging Western democracies to support a protest movement in Iran. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Iran's nuclear program is usually a big topic at the Munich Security Conference, but actress and activist Nazanin Boniadi is seeking something else this time, a transatlantic partnership with Iranian protesters standing up to a brutal regime.
The tide is shifting away from support and normalization of the Islamic Republic. And hopefully what we'll see is a shift from the nuclear file to human rights, a human rights-focused policy on Iran.
She recently joined other high-profile Iranian diaspora figures at Georgetown University to lay out their vision of a secular democracy in Iran, a goal they think will inspire Iranian protesters on the ground. The group includes a Nobel Peace Laureate, women's rights activist, a Kurdish leader, and Reza Pahlavi, whose father was the Shah of Iran, toppled in the 1979 revolution.
If you're on the right side of history, you will bring down the cost that we have to pay for our freedom by standing with us, as opposed to yet again throwing us under the bus. That's our message to the world.
It's hard to gauge how much his message resonates with Iranians, considering his father's repressive rule, and it's not clear how representative the group is of a diaspora that's deeply divided or of protesters inside Iran. Author and women's rights activist Masi Alinejad wants to be a voice for Iranians who are still pushing for change despite Iran's crackdown.
There's a saying in journalism, when it bleeds, it leads. It means that you have to see, like, how long you need to see bloodshed in the streets, then you're convinced that this is a revolution. So this is our responsibility, to convince the rest of the world that we should not wait for people to get killed. We should take strong actions.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says the Biden administration is listening to members of the Iranian diaspora, but not only to them.
Of course, no one, including the U.S. government, can claim to speak for the people inside of Iran. Only they can do that. Our job, of course, is to listen to them and to support them in every appropriate way we can.
A change in government in Iran would be in U.S. national security interests, says Karim Sajjadpour of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
If you have a government in Iran, which prioritizes the country's national interests rather than revolutionary ideology, that changes much of Iran's behavior in the world.
Sajjadpour, who's not part of the political movement but is moderating the discussion in Munich, says revolutions are hard to predict. He was surprised that the death of a young woman in Iranian custody last year set off such massive protests. People inside the country, not abroad, will decide Iran's future, he says, but those outside can play a peripheral role.
Helping to either inhibit the Islamic Republic's repressive capacity or be helpful to people, whether it's in organizing or just providing moral support to them.
The Iranian exiles at the conference in Munich this weekend are trying to rally democracies to do just that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.